Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast12. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast12. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hi everyone, and welcome back to this week's episode of the Real Talking Podcast with your hosts, Ash and JD. So, I thought I'd start this week. You know when you just get a random song in your head, for no reason, and it just starts playing on and on?
It's normally though, sometimes when you see or hear the song, so like see it on a movie or hear it.
Yeah.
I shouldn't say see it on, you hear it on the movie still, but...
Yeah, but there is some things that you'll see... And it will make you feel the video or something, and then that plays in your head. I do wake up with all sorts of random ones in my head sometimes. Quite often, I don't know why. I think it's one of my alarms, because for some reason, each alarm has different ringtones with it. And one of them reminds me of Cher, Do You Believe in Love After Love? Or Love After, yeah. Do you believe in love? Anyway, yes, sometimes that's in my head in the morning. But this morning, I woke up with the BNBN song.
BNBN.
BNBN.
See, was that for the biscuits?
Yeah.
So, top tier biscuits as well, by the way. The chocolate ones, strawberry ones, no.
Yeah, they were dead, they were, weren't they? I don't know why.
And I see B&M biscuits in B&M.
I can't say I've ever looked for
them. Yeah, now they're in there, mate. £1, I think 20.
That's not too bad. The biscuit prices these days.
I just tank through them now, mate.
I've not had one for years.
Oh, mate. The chocolate ones are top tier. The strawberry ones are... Nah. Also, one time we should do a top tier biscuit chart.
We'll save that for another episode.
Because, you know, malted milk with chocolate.
You know, good old classic shortbread and all that. I mean, there's all sorts of ones like that. Crisps as well, we could do. Nice crispy.
Yeah, we need to do a chart as well. Now we get a chart here for the visual.
Yeah.
Top tier. Like what the Top Gear did when he used to have like the cool car.
I had one of those on the one exhibition show we did the other week. It was because they had a racing simulator. One of those timers there as well. So it got me thinking. So with those old BNBN adverts, it's one of those ones that always sticks in your head, isn't it? And you remember the adverts, because I don't know if it's Sesame Street or the Muppets, they did it as well. Monster, is it? But yeah, even they were singing it in one of the adverts. And that sticks with you. But I started thinking about old adverts then.
Yeah.
Ones that really just... They're in your head, aren't they? So, one that I used to love was the Chewits advert. I like to chew it. And it was a dinosaur with the buses as his roller skates just going through the town, just banging out the tunes.
Do you remember the Frosties one? The gonna taste great. The gonna taste great, and the kid got absolutely terrorised. And that side the advert, they're gonna taste great.
I feel like it was a little ginger kid as well, wasn't he?
Yeah, I think it was Frosties or something. Walks and he's like, there's like sort of brown on the street, and he starts fucking flying up into the fucking sky.
That wasn't too long ago, really, was it?
Nah, it was like just the start when social media.
I'd say it was probably around 15 years ago.
Yeah, it's when, like, obviously Facebook started, like, blowing up because he got terrified. connotation.
Well, could you imagine it these days with the old Milky Bar Kid adverts?
No.
Because he'd get terrorised as well, wouldn't he?
Milky Bars around me.
Yeah, little albino kid. Oh, not that there's anything wrong with being. Well, he was an albino, was he? He was just a blonde kid. Yeah, and then the weird one, the tango. Was it tango? And it was the big belly. Belly's gonna get you. And it's just your man's running just so he can have his tango or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And it's just a big hairy belly just chasing him down the street.
Do you remember like the flake ones, how sexual they used to be?
Yeah.
Just like a woman like in a field, like a sundress on.
Yeah.
Like in this like erotic like, and he's like the crunch was like extra noisy.
Yeah. But you know flakes don't melt.
Huh?
So people have done the experiment, they'll put a flake in like a frying pan, put it, obviously turn the heat on, and they don't melt.
I don't know. I know they got made by accident because it was just left over. And someone's like...
And then someone decided to put extra chocolate over it and make it a 12.
Do you remember the pot noodle adverts as well? When they're on the beds, like the bed's going... but it's just someone like in the pot noodle.
Yeah, that was a mad one.
There was an advert that I'll keep remembering. It was for cereal. And the kid wakes up, but he couldn't be bothered to get out of bed. So his mum brings him cereal. And then you see the bed floating along the streets into his school. And I think that was a Kellogg's Corn Flakes one.
Yeah. If I remember that. And then... No, it wasn't an advert, was it? I'm thinking of... it was a music video. I can't think of the song, but he finds half a Snickers under the sofa or something and he still eats it. I can't think of the song. It was a music video anyway. If you remember, drop it in the comments. And then Yorkies.
Oh, for men.
Just for men. And
they're for everyone.
Yeah, but the way they used to just have the no women sign.
Like, I just remember the Yorkie advert when he's got like about 10 shopping bags.
Yeah. And was there another one where he like literally slaps it out of his wife's hand or something?
Oh, and McCoy's as well. I think that was, was that a Yorkie one where he slaps out the hand or McCoy's? Because that was man crisps.
Well, to be fair, they are a bit masculine, aren't they, McCoy's? like the way that they're...
Because they're rigid, mate. it's because,
but that's like, soft. The solo... the pack with the flavour, the extra crunchy. And
I remember the pack used to be a bit harder to open back in the day.
Yeah, it's a bit in your face, whereas the Seabrook's Ridges crisps, they're a bit lighter and softer and nice. They'd be more of a feminine crisp.
McCoy's King Prawns is a nice flavour.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not much of a prawn cocktail flavoured fan.
They're top tier crisps.
Yeah, but it's not... we need to save this for a
and also we need to do like the best meal deal, and the worst one would be tuna and cucumber with ready salted and water. It's the worst meal deal. My meal deal now, DM us if you're one of these people that gets tuna and cucumber ready salted and water. There's just no flavour.
I don't know why you do that, because for starters you shouldn't be buying a pre-made fish sandwich, because that's just fermenting in itself. That's just disgusting. And why are you not going for the most...
The triple. Triple to get your money's
worth. Even a triple deck. Or, you know, anything that's full of everything.
Yeah.
And then you get the biggest snack or pack of crisps that you can. The one... Because you got to scan the prices of them. Look at... Right, yeah, so that sandwich on its own would be £3. That snack of chicken balls or whatever would be £2. You got to get the coffees or the Red Bulls, the most expensive drink as well.
Well, you were on saying that. So the Tesco up the road for the big kind of Red Bull, you know, the monster size Red Bull.
Mm-hmm.
It's £3 on its own. Well, I think it's £3.50 now, but the meal deal was £3.50 with a club card.
Yeah.
So
mine was £3.40 the other day.
As you kind of, I know we went up anyway. So you just pick the Red Bull up purely for the fact is that's.
So that's now the whole deal, basically.
Yeah,
you've got to do that. It's tactics. You've got to be a bit savvy.
Well, I know someone has walked into that Tesco, tuna and cucumber, ready salty grab bags, and extra water. get the fuck out of here.
There's just no need, is there?
Nah.
Or sometimes, if I go to Subway, I'll get a water with that, just because it just cleans the palate a bit afterwards.
Yeah, and also what I do is as well, mate, so say if I want a Red Bull to make it, you know, money's worth,
mm-hmm.
and I've got a Coke, but I know if I scan it with the Coke, it'll charge the Coke as the meal deal because it's cheaper.
If you're going through the self checkout, you have to do it.
So you have to tactical. So do that, get your receipt, scan the Coke.
Yeah. Because otherwise, you're paying more.
Any more money saving tips?
Yeah, I think that could be an episode on its own as well. And with that one, that's when we have to do this 16 step gambling step. So we give everyone all the
advice. I still think, I'm just saying, if we get up to like about a grand, I know I'm taking, and I think you would as well.
Well, we're gonna have to wait and see.
Yeah,
we've got to do it, sir.
See, it was 50 quid, wasn't it?
£50 each.
Yeah.
So you start off at 100, and then
watch me just lose. What about zero though? It might be worth just throwing like a quid on that on every turn, because if it comes, I don't know.
I mean, yeah, I suppose we could probably start off lots and just start off with £1.
Yeah.
And then try and get to £100, maybe.
Yeah, because I just think if you cover it, well, it don't matter. But yeah, we'll sort that. We'll sort our tactics when we do it.
Yeah. So yeah, some of the old adverts. Remember the Hot Wheels adverts? They used to bang as well. You'd always want to get just some of the little box cars and that there, and what's the, not the Meccano, Kinex,
yeah.
I used to love that. That was sick.
I'm trying to think the ones that had like a theme to it.
There was, what was the, bloody hell. All I've got is kids and grown-ups love it, so I've got the Haribo one in my head at the moment. But there was a chocolate one for football.
Football, crazy chocolate, man.
Grab a power pad.
Power pads as well. They don't make them anymore.
I don't think so. I've definitely not seen them.
Just don't get in that, do they?
Nah. Because even a lot of the new Pokemon sets and all that, you can buy the booster packs. They're fucking... I remember used to just buy them. It's so exciting. But they're just not as good now.
Well, talking about Pokemon sets, they're redoing a Pokemon 151, which is supposed to be like next big thing that everyone wants. It's like the next set that comes out over here, so you'd be lucky if you get some of them.
Some
knowledge.
Yeah.
Covered a lot of stuff there, mate.
Yeah.
Meal deals, gambling.
Yeah. I mean, again, it's probably something we could do if we had a lot of pre-made ones or research done properly. Anyway, we could have a lot of adverts that we'd go over.
Yeah,
I mean, some of them were daft over the years as well, weren't they?
I just remember as a kid there was loads of sexual ones, as I said, with the pot noodle, with the fly.
Yeah, I think a lot of them played on that. The parents would see, they'd get the joke, and the kids wouldn't, because you go back and watch a lot of episodes of Simpsons and stuff,
yeah.
And there's innuendos in those that you never got as a kid. I don't know what I watched recently, and even with that, also, did I not see that?
Futurama, there was some of them as well.
That was more, it wasn't really a kid's cartoon.
No, there's stuff that you understand now.
Yeah. I found that with a lot of films and that, though, really, that I enjoyed as a kid. But then again, I'll rewatch films like Step Brothers, and there'll be stuff in that I've missed. I mean, what a film that is.
Mm.
Step Brothers, The Other Guys. It's films I could just watch all the time.
Yeah. They need to do Another Guys too.
I thought they were making
one. I thought there was, but I haven't. It's been ages.
Yeah. I mean, you wouldn't have The Rock and Samuel L. Jackson in number two anyway, would you? Because unfortunately, spoilers alert, by the way, but they did miss the bushes.
Yeah. After the bushes.
Going on from that, after a bit of nostalgia, there was a little clip of Joe Rogan that I saw the other day, and it's the Longview Caves. So Long U caves are a complex complex of man-made caves located in Zhejiang province, China. Discovered in 1992, for anyone that doesn't understand that the world wasn't created 23 years ago. So just stumbled on by accident, just a random villager walking around, just like, oh, what's this hole?
Massive fucking cave.
Finds a massive cave, literally. So it's a total of 24 caverns with an area, within an area, 30,000 square metres. The architectural discovery of this, it's just ridiculous. I've looked into a lot of the pictures, and apparently, so they think, well, they believe it was excavated, constructed, I don't know what the exact term would be, but 2,000 years ago.
Yeah, and I did see on that podcast where they was talking about where would all that debris go, that there should be, like, there should be somewhere where you can see where everything was taken and been put.
That's it, there should be mounds of this concrete.
Yeah, but, well, I don't know what you...
It's not concrete, but yeah, the mounds of this stone that they're around. Most intriguing aspect of the Longyu Caves is their origins remain a mystery. There's no historical records of or local folklore explaining their construction or even their purpose. So as I started doing a little bit of digging, so based on artifacts found in there, which is, say, it says here, believed to be 2,000 years old, there's intricate carvings, draining systems, and a lack of weathering. So with lack of weathering, that means there's no rain damage, there's no sun damage. The fact that it had drainage systems,
that 2,000 years ago, you wouldn't have thought that was even...
Which stuff like that has been found in the pyramids and that as well.
But then it goes to that conspiracy, well, no, it depends on, was there a civilization before us?
There definitely was. I'll come back to the caves again in a moment. So when it was a couple of months ago, it was all on the news and whatever, that the poles, the magnetization of the poles had flipped and they'd gone out of sync. So apparently it's a cycle that's every 10 or 15,000 years.
When you say flipped, does that mean in terms of flipped upside down or flipped to a different position?
I think they just flipped to a different position, but the goal is that it changes from north to south and south to north.
Okay.
So it's a cycle that happens every 10 to 15,000 years, and that's believed to be a reason why there's been so many extinctions over the years. So obviously the story of dinosaurs was the asteroids hitting. But with the poles completely swapping, that means everything literally does get flipped on its head. So with Australia being as hot as it is for most of the year, that would make it freezing cold like the Antarctic. Apparently, the Antarctic used to be fields of green. It was all grass. Egypt, that used to have oceans, lakes, seas, whatever, all running through. It was just a land of green, not the desert that it is today. And so that does lead you to believe that obviously there's been, hundreds of these poles swapping cycles going on. So there's at least, from one video that I've seen, there's at least 15 points that this has happened where the Earth's reset, and that's one civilization that's been wiped out. So again, because you think of the lost city of Atlantis, where that's under sea, where it wouldn't have been when it was created, because obviously you can't build it under sea unless you're a merperson, like what we touched on to last week. If you can physically live under the water, be able to breathe under there, then you'd be able to do it. But yeah, so this 2,000 years, it just doesn't wash with me.
You don't think? It's not for you?
Because, so if you are at home and you want to have a look at these pictures yourself, so Longyou, L-O-N-G-Y-O-U, caves, you can Google it yourself. The pictures are just insane. The carvings that are in all this stone, I've not seen anything what these pictures are meant to depict, but it's just, people would struggle to do it now, and apparently it was all done by hand as well.
But then, with that, obviously it's the same timeline as the pyramids. So that's like kind of like, so you could see that this kind of craftsmanship could be done.
Mm.
So I'm just playing devil's advocate here.
Yeah.
So do you know what I'm saying? For the debate.
Yeah, the fact that the pyramids are allegedly around the same age as well, but you've got all the
carvings that kind of like show.
Yeah, and the corrosion on the, you know, the Sphinx and the deterioration of the actual pyramids themselves.
Mm.
You know, that doesn't happen over 2,000 years. Or, I mean, they were discovered, you know, a couple hundred years ago, weren't they, the pyramids, apparently. So to have, when they were found and have not changed compared to when they were built, how can they have not changed over the last couple of years compared to when they were originally built?
I thought the Sphinx did change from when it was originally built. I'm sure.
No, from when we've discovered it, if it's been, sadly, it's just 300 years that we've known that they've been around. So 1700 years, roughly, before that, it's deteriorated to its current state. And then in the last 300 years, nothing's happened to it.
Right, yeah.
It's just stayed the same.
I get what you're saying. So it hasn't decreased in our life, well, since humans have set eyes on it, hasn't decreased.
Yeah, so how can it have deteriorated so much up to the point of discovery and then just stayed the same?
Okay, yeah.
You know, it's all bollocks. So, yeah, as I looked into it, all that they're saying is that it's still 2,000 years ago.
But China had that discovery where, now I can't remember the name of it, where it's got all those, it's like underground as well, or was it, I think it was underground, and there was all these like big statues of soldiers. There's like thousands of them.
Yeah,
I can't remember what that was called, but
I know what you're talking about, because originally when they were found, you just see the head above.
Yeah, yeah, and then obviously they digged all that, and it's like thousands of them. Yeah, and they didn't know about, and that was in the mountainside as well. I'm sure it was up in the mountain. So
I wish I'd never known what you're talking
about.
I remember seeing the pictures of them, because it was literally just like an oblong head sticking out of the ground. And as they've dug it out, they're 30 metres tall or something, aren't they? And they're found loads, but you have a quick look while I carry on with this. So trying to find out who they think did construct the caves, there's no evidence of who's done it. So researchers and archaeologists, they can't figure out who's done it or speculate. The theories from the scientists and the archaeologists are just suggesting that it was ancient local tribes, or old-fashioned government officials or skilled artisans. So that bit's got to be true, but the fact that they can't say who's done it, there's no evidence of what.
There's no date of why or how it happened.
There's just nothing pointing to a certain civilization that's physically done it. Because again, when you go through the hieroglyphics of the pyramids, they've got all these different pictures of, you know, all the cats, and they're doing this, they're doing that, but none of them show them actually making the pyramids.
Yeah.
So that leads to think, did they actually build the pyramids themselves then? Or did they stumble upon them after someone else has already built them? Years and years before the Egyptians come around. So, leading from that, I thought, let's have a little look at some of the conspiracy theories. And as always, we've got an alien theory. So
I think there's an alien theory anything can explain because it's just the easiest.
Well, I'll lead on to another one in a minute that I've come across the other day. So the alien theory, it's the same as ordered the usual pyramids, the Mayans and all that. It's just that an alien civilization that came along, found humans and guided them with their bits of technology in the direction to come across and start building it. And one of the potential theories was that it was a safe space for treasures, so potentially for the aliens' treasures to be stored, looked after, and possibly worshipped inside of there. And then the rest of them literally is just lost civilization. Another one was, I don't know why it's put as a separate one, but a hidden treasure one for a lost civilization. But the main one is of the aliens. That's the one that you can see that links to all these other structures and alien influence around the world. Again, you can look further into it, but you're going to generally find the main same topics. But I'd urge anyone that is listening just to have a look and have a look at the pictures, because it's just amazing. Obviously, since they've been discovered, people have gone in, they've set up structures so you can physically walk around easily without harming yourself. There's lights and that around. But the actual stonework, the masonwork that goes into it, it's people would struggle, unless you're a physical stonemason and you're hand carving, you know, bloody headstones or whatever. You know, people don't have these skills.
And it was like absolute years.
Well, yeah, it would have done.
Like hundreds of years.
If it was literally just out of, hammers and chisels.
Yeah, what we think they only had back then, yeah.
Yeah, then it probably would have took, you know, a good 100 years or so. Because once you start...
And a good amount of people doing it, yeah.
Just to start the actual hole. And then with the size of them that they all are, they'd have to have been hundreds of people in there just doing the carving, and then, you know, same amount of people to carry all the debris out as well. It just goes on and on. So without any sort of external influence with other technologies that we don't know about, it's just unfathomable, really. And so, yeah, the point that I was going to come back onto a couple of minutes ago, a new theory that I saw the other day was that we are actually the alien civilization that come from Mars. So with the telescopes and like Mars rover and everything, there's proof that Mars used to be a planet that had water, and it would have had some form of life, you know, be little microbes or whatever. But apparently Mars used to have an atmosphere, and it would have been oceans, trees, all sorts. And when it was back then, the average temperature would have been around 67 degrees of the Fahrenheit. So a comfortable temperature for us, anyway. And so leading on to it, basically with humans here now, the fact that we have to use, most of us anyway, have to use sun cream to protect ourselves from the harmful UV rays, it would have been fine over in Mars.
Yeah.
Because you're further away and you climatise to that level of heat that's coming off the sun. The fact that we have to, well, we don't have to, but it's more comfortable for us to wear sunglasses in the sun to help protect our eyes. Whereas just that little bit further in Mars, the UV isn't as harmful, so it's not going to damage your eyes. Studies have found that if it is actually true, these people in the space station, so once they leave Earth's atmosphere, their body clock goes from a 24-hour to a 24.9.
Well, so that's like a lot of interstellar stuff there, isn't it?
Yeah, so okay. The body clock resets to what is actually a full day cycle of the planet Mars. 24.9 of an hour, it's a bit of a strange one. So that's probably like 24 hours and 55 minutes roughly. So
yeah,
I don't know how accurate that can be as of it's a full day on Mars, or if it's just because they've got a little extra bit of a cycle off of the planet, changes to that.
Right.
But they were pushing towards it. It's the same day span, so it leads to we've come from Mars.
That's pretty interesting, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, once I started looking into that, watching the videos for it, so the structures on Mars that have been seen, taken pictures of, not just from the rover but from the telescopes, the structures there that just aren't from general wear and tear from the oceans moving, or when they did have the oceans, or the winds or the storms. That, you know, there was a door found on one picture, which I think that was from the Mars rover, and it's literally a rectangle, and it looks almost like steps going up to it.
Right.
So that isn't from the winds and the storms, right, and that's literally something that's been cut out.
It would be interesting. I know it'd be the biggest, you know, finding of humankind, is where to find out where did we come from, and if aliens, like actual proof, you know, about aliens and where they've come from, if there was from Mars and then dropped here, then like went elsewhere. And
yeah, we've touched on it with a few previous episodes. I've still got to finish the series, but do you watch any of the Rick and Morty program?
No.
The cartoon?
No.
So this new one that's come out on Netflix the other week, I don't know if it was like episode 4 or something, but it touches onto this basically. It's again, spoilers, there's going to be about 2 minutes worth of me just rambling on about Rick and Morty. So if you do like it and you haven't watched any of it, just skip a couple of minutes.
Just turn us down.
Yeah, don't turn us off. Just down. So with this episode, a spaceship comes over onto obviously Earth, and dinosaurs come off.
Right.
And so what it is, the dinosaurs are here, they've set up civilization, they helped the humans evolve from the ape, the Neanderthals rather, where they're just, you know, smacking rocks together and just barely surviving, push them to learn and create their own technologies and get to where we are. So once they've got so far, they've left so many of their own dinosaurs on Earth as well, and then they've gone off to another planet and another planet and another planet. And so as they've left Earth, there's another it's like an asteroid that's alive, and it's chasing this civilization of dinosaurs from planet to planet. And so it comes along, hits into Earth, destroys the dinosaurs, and then it leaves, goes off to the next planet that they've landed on and have done the same. They've helped build up a new society. So Rick and Morty's trying to find what's going on, basically. And as I've gone on to each planet, it's the same thing that's coming along and blowing up the planet. And none of these civilizations on the other planets have lasted as long. They're all stupid, but they've all got the same thing. They've got museums with dinosaur bones and everything, because that's what they kept doing. So that could be, well, it's just Rick and Morty touching onto another one of these conspiracy theories. But that could be something that happens. You know, you think with the influence, with the hieroglyphs and that, with the pyramids, as we've touched on before, with the pictures of the elongated heads, you know, you can see them actually worshipping something that's coming down. And again, I'm going to have to do a full list, get all these pictures and stats and everything, so we can do a proper episode on it. But, you know, just the fact that the Pyramid of Giza, it's just mathematically correct. You know, it's facing, it's perfectly straight for north, south, east and west.
Yeah.
You know, it's perfectly to scale from the centre of the Earth to all the corners and this and that. It's the maps.
There's so much stuff into those pyramids that line up with the speed of sound or speed of light. I think it was.
Yeah, speed of light. It was.
It lines up with the Orion's Belt, as you said, with the angles. North.
Yeah,
there's across. Just, is it called ley lines as well?
With the
it lines up with pretty much.
Yeah, everything's there. Everything's there, and it's just it's not coincidence. If someone
was like, let's whack these here and get it spot on, it's like billions and billions to one.
And it goes on to another old theory as well that aliens would come to Earth and they were using the pyramids as a map to find their next destination.
Right.
Our pyramids was like an old-fashioned TomTom, sat-nav. So you could imagine there's other planets out there that have got these structures as well. Because I'm sure I saw one picture where it's a similar structure on Mars as well, but it's not a, as you look at it from above, a square pyramid. It was a 5 points, so a hexagon shaped pyramid.
Mm.
And I'll have to look into it, but that was, again, doing mathematical, just mind-boggling stuff. So
you can go right in a black hole when you start.
Oh, it is. It's kind of worms.
Because there's that dark side of the moon where there's supposed to be something similar, like an alien building.
Yeah, yeah. On the dark side. There's the secret base.
That's
there.
Why we've never went to the dark side of the moon for so long. But
yeah,
there's just that black hole, isn't it?
And I think that leads on to the next one. So there's the underground, undersea. Space base, which is by the Titanic, and that's why the Titan exploded or imploded. Or, well, I mean, the pictures are out there now. They've started a couple of days ago bringing up parts of the wreckage of the submarine Titan. And I know you haven't seen any until you bought it up, but
and a lot of the pieces look intact. I thought implosion would. And, you know, like if you get your car crushed instantly.
So that's one that I thought about after our episode last week, I imagine you've done it at least once. We did it in school and several times afterwards anyway. So when you have a can of Coke or Pepsi or whatever, preferably empty because you don't want to make a mess, but you can physically stand, that can will take the whole of your weight and not move. But as soon as you, in school, we give it a little tap with a roller and the whole can
squash.
So that's what it should have done. But with these pictures that are coming out, there's whole pieces of its shell that are coming out barely even crinkled. There's what was by the front and the back, essentially just big rings that was everything was attached to it.
Yeah, I've just seen a picture of one of those rings actually.
Yeah, well, both of them have been taken out. And it's literally just like they've been dismantled. It's not even those ones. It's literally like a big, just like a big metal ring. And there's two of them. And you can see there's holes that bolts go into and whatever.
Okay.
And they've come out intact. Now, fair enough, if they're steel rings, they'll be a bit harder to crush. But the most interesting one that I did see out of these pictures was the control system. So it wasn't really encased in anything. It's just what looks like a little bit of a monitor with the joystick on, and all the wires are exposed, and none of it's damaged. You could literally see all the wires still connected.
Hmm.
So it just leads on to some of the conspiracy theories that we started off last week. I've only seen them coming in days after we'd started talking about it. So I've seen a little bit on the one that you came up with, where it's all a showcase that they've faked it.
Yeah, it's like applied to like...
Yeah, and then they're on Epstein's Island or somewhere else now with Michael Jackson and Tupac and all the rest of them. So why they would do it, we don't know. There's, I believe it's the Rothschilds family, because they funded it. They turned a blind eye on everything that was going on, the safety features and that. And then they've just allowed it to go on. Either killed them and then just used this little wreckage as a ploy to make everyone think that it's imploded. The media strung it all out as well. So I know I did say it last week. The Coast Guard or the military, the Navy, whatever it is, they knew on the Sunday that it had gone, that it's exploded, imploded. Yet it was reported on the media that it's
they could still hear something hitting off the soil.
Yeah,
or something
there was rattling
like that,
apparently. And then so the strung it out for 5 days where apparently, you know, they knew straight away that it was gone. They weren't there no more. I know you're not going to find any bodies or anything down there because going off of the pictures, how it has come out intact. So if it's exploded somehow rather than imploded, the bodies would have came out, but then the fish food, and obviously, you know, that deep, they probably would have just, you know, the heads would have blown up or something straight away.
It's a weird one because I have heard that they've got remains as well.
Oh, I've not seen any remains.
Yeah, I'm sure. Well, I haven't seen them myself, Jack.
No.
But I've seen an article where they're saying, or there's been remains found from the wreckage. But when you look at the pictures, you can see why the wood. But then it doesn't look imploded, does it?
It definitely hasn't.
Is this the one where you? Sorry, mate. One sec. Is that the one you're on about with all the wires?
It is that, but there was a clearer one than that as well. I don't know how the cadaver remains. If it imploded, everything would have just been crushed.
Yeah, unless it's something happened and it exploded and then it just sank.
I think the only way that would have been able to happen is if there was a breach before they've gone too far down. Because if water would have gone in, or, you know, say they're 1,000 feet down, the pressure's not built up too much, and then water started to seep in, then that would probably explain why there'd still be noises being heard, because it's already just broken apart.
And I know we touched on it last week. The thing I don't understand is why you would set a 4-hour journey for an hour to go down, to come back up to 4-hour journey in not like a tomb, but like a car size where you can't go to the bathroom that well. I haven't heard anything.
They did actually have like a little portable toilet.
Oh, okay.
So it was just like a box with a seat on.
But boy, didn't they, as we said, just come out of a ship, jump into the sub, go down, come back up. If anything was to go wrong, you know the vicinity of the area. That's just, it just seems a long-winded approach and not enjoyable.
Yeah, I've still not seen anyone else touch on that. Why didn't they have?
If you've been in there, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you've got unlimited resources, you can afford a bigger boat to bring your sub out.
Surely he's got his own personal yacht as well. So even if he just had that there.
And just tugged it along or something,
But yeah, as I say, I've not seen anyone else bring up why wasn't there other means of another ship or something there. And even on the Coast Guard's point of view, you'd think, well, hang on, this is happening. There's next to no regulations on it. You know, this is just a bunch of random billionaires just going out. They've not got any experience. I'm gonna just send out one of the lads.
We've got some concern.
Yeah, send out Jeff just to, you know, just follow him and just keep a little eye out.
Yeah.
And, just...
Just wait, for just, be a point of call, isn't
yeah,
it?
Just case, wait, yeah, just wait for him to come back up and just keep tabs, just see what's going on. The fact that no one sent anyone out.
As I said, with anything with a little bit of mystery, there's always that conspiracy. But that's just, for me, just the biggest thing is if I'm a billionaire, I'm not sitting and using a little porta potty for 4 hours when I can just relax on my yacht, get it tugged along, drop. If anything happens, we're fucking out.
Yeah. it stems on. So, basically, it's all coming out now. There's restrictions being put into play that no one else can do any,
anything really, similar. Or
yeah,
something.
It's not an excavation, is it? But an exploration. They won't be able to go down in manned submarines. It's got to be all these.
But who does that? Because it's international water, so no one has really regulations.
I'm guessing it's
everyone, like a committee, kind of.
Similar to like how there's NATO and stuff. There's, I imagine there's a governing body of some sorts that says yes or no, you can't do this and that. So yeah, they're saying that there's no manned exploration is going to go down now. So it just leads you to think on what are they hiding there?
Yeah.
What else is down there? Why can't you look at the Titanic? What's by it to make you think no?
Yeah,
because
can't
go.
Yeah, even so, going off the aspect that one did say, they tried, they failed. You can't try again now.
Yeah.
Like, imagine if you had that, like, mentality of everything.
Mm.
So that is a bit strange, boy, how they would say, right, from now on, it can't. Because this one failed because they used the fucking logic control stick and air tags. Which, you know. So
it does, I've not seen too many on it, but it does make you think, well, what is there? Because when you've got these like robot ones going down that are just controlled from a chap sitting behind his computer, obviously that footage that they do take can easily be edited.
And sorry, something just popped to my mind as you're saying it. It's like that Estonia. Have you heard about the Estonia? The ship that sank. It was a Swedish ship, and I think it was travelling. Oh, I can't remember where it was travelling to. But there's a documentary on Discovery, Estonia, and basically, that no one can go down to view it as well. So, because it's in Swedish waters, the Swedish government was banned it, and I think that was going to or did drop concrete all over it, so no one could visually see it. And they're saying it's a place of rest because I don't think it's. Oh, I can't remember the top of my head, but just as we're talking, it's the same thing with Estonia. You can't. So with the Titanic, obviously, up until this, you could go down to see it.
Yeah.
But as soon as it happened, no one could go down to see it. Mm-hmm. And the documentary crew basically went down to have luckily, basically.
Yeah.
And I can't remember how it ended because it was another season. But it just comes to me as you were talking. It's a bit like that, how straight away you can't go and view it.
Yeah, I'll have to have a look.
Yeah,
try and find what that is.
It's called Estonia. It's on Discovery. There's two seasons on it.
I do like watching those kinds of documentaries because I watched the one recently. Well, it came out a good few months ago now, actually. But it was the Malaysian airplane.
Yeah, the missing flight.
Yeah.
MH47.
I think it was around those numbers anyway. The plane set off, it should have gone one way, apparently diverted another way,
but
this and that.
Again, that went on for ages, and then 2 weeks later you found out, apparently went over like Indian airspace, picked it up a few hours later, but then the news for 2 weeks was, we don't know where it is, but all along apparently it went massive U on itself, U shape and flight. Was it Indian, the Vietnam, or some military picked it up on their radar, didn't they?
Yeah, and there was reports apparently Russians abducted the plane and took it somewhere. And there was one chap that he took it upon himself, figured out five paths to find debris. And so he's gone to this beach, and within like an hour, he's gone somewhere else,
found it. It was that French-based island, wasn't it? It was that French island that he's seen one first in the Indian Ocean. Look at that French... Yeah.
Yeah. But he denied having links with the Russian governments and that.
Because no one has found pieces besides this geezer.
Yeah. Because he'd gone to so many places and found something everywhere. And it just... I did have to laugh. But at the end of it, there was just no conclusion. It was still a mystery. Obviously there were several theories on that as well. Of course one of them was aliens.
I think anything unexplained, someone just throws an alien in there.
It's like you think about the Bermuda Triangle. You don't hear about any of that these days, really, do you? Yeah, like,
no, back in the day, everyone used to go missing there, didn't they?
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's just a forbidden triangle and you can't travel for it. I remember saying when I was a kid, to be fair, like this fucking group of idiots that went on the Titan, that if I did have the money, I'd just explore it myself. But as I've grown up, I thought, hang on, that's a stupid idea.
You'd pay someone to explore, innit?
Well, so let's just say that if I've won a stupid lottery fee of, you know, hundreds of millions of pounds, then I'm not going to physically go there myself. Mm. I'm going to make these submarines that are controlled from a laptop. So if I was doing it, I'd be on my yacht or whatever I've got, and I'd be going up to the safe points, so say 10 miles away from this Bermuda Triangle, and then I'd be like, right, with my drone submarine thing, right, yep, go down now. And so you're in a safe spot and you can just control it, go in with your cameras, like, oh yeah, that's what's there then. I'd do it that way. That's how these fucking idiots should have done it. I don't mean to be nasty and slag off the dead. They are idiots, or were.
Well, yeah.
That's if they are dead. You know, as I say, they probably are on an island somewhere, living it up now, sipping out of coconuts, laughing at everyone.
Mm.
Yeah, but it's just stupid. They should have done better. They should have, governments and whatever should have stepped in and done things with it, but they haven't done. But I still just, I'll just wonder what's there. Why won't they let anyone?
Yeah, like
go
why
down
one
there?
Someone fails, so no one else can do it.
Yeah, because as I say, it's just when someone does send any of these robots down, the videos can be edited.
Mm.
So if the camera spans too far to the left and they see these mer people, oh shit, yeah, let's cut that, let's just stop it at that point, and then let's skip on to this one now. Or the alien base that's down there, or whatever secret military base is down there. I don't know, it's just crazy, isn't it?
Mm.
I'm surprised there's no flat earthers that are coming out with their own theories. Not that I've seen yet, anyway. Which, that brings me on, actually. So obviously the Just Stop Oil protests are still going on everywhere. They were at the cricket the other day. Suspended play on that. Not that I like cricket, I just heard it on the radio.
You don't like cricket, you love it?
No. Another one of the dickheads just ran on, throwing the orange powder everywhere. It's all sound. Jeff has got a vacuum out and just backed up the powder, and then it's done. I don't know what they think they're achieving.
No. And I've seen Piers Morgan say, why don't you go to China? They do 20% of the population. So, sorry.
20 times more pollution than in the UK. And
they were saying, well, they've got more population, that's why. But
yeah.
Piers Morgan was saying, I'll pay for you to go over there
and do the
fuck
process
their lives
over
up.
There.
Yeah. And they're like, you won't, because you know, you get thrown into jail and you won't see dialogue again for years.
Yeah.
So if you do it because you can.
Yeah.
It's just
it's frustrating because they're not making an impact. No, everyone's laughing at them now.
Yeah.
And the video that I saw last night with them marching in the street in London, and there's a bunch of lads.
Oh, the stag do. Yeah.
And then they grab all the banners and they're running off. And I could see the one person that's a part of the process, they're holding in the laughter. They had a little bit of a snigger going on. Because it's just a man in a pink tutu and that, just singing and running off. And you think, fair fucks to them lads. You know, I think that's a good approach for it. Just the way they turn it into a football chance as well.
Yeah.
You know, it's just absolutely legends. I've seen a few more now, though, where the police are arresting him.
Yeah, they're getting on that. I think they give him a minute to get off the street, and if so, they say, look, this is what's going to happen. You've got a minute to get onto the pavement, sidewalk. Then if so, if you're not on the pavement in 1 minute, you know, and the one's like, well, where does the pavement start?
Oh,
Oh, and God, like, what do you mean? What the pavement starts?
Yeah,
like,
where the curb meets the road. Yeah. Right. And then there was another one where the woman just literally stopped in front of the car, and then she starts bumping into the car, so essentially backing into it. And the police officer was like, "Well, hang on, no, you're causing damage to that car. He's not driving into you.
Yeah.
You're physically touching that car, so get out of the way." And ends up putting the handcuffs on her.
And the worst thing is all these little posh people, rich families. You know, that, you know, and they've got the weird haircuts.
Yeah, yeah, you know, the blue hairstyles and all that.
And then when you confront them on it, like when you say, you know, like when Piers Morgan said this, like they just go off on a random...
Yeah, they can't have
a yes or no answer.
Yeah, it's not an actual conversation. Yeah. It's just, this is how it is. Yeah, you have to accept it.
Yeah.
There's no reason with people or this. It's just absolutely ridiculous. I mean, I could go on about other stuff that I've seen in the last couple of days as well, but, well, Pride Month's over, actually. It's the 1st of July now, ain't it? All these fucking mentally disabled people that are coming out. I was watching a video the other day with one of the parades for Pride Month. Do whatever you want, be whoever you want to be, but when they're all singing, "We're here, we're queer, we're here to take your children," that's not just about what you see yourself as, male, female, fucking non-binary, whatever it is. That's saying that you're either wanting to nonce the children, so you're wanting to
It's not good messages to send, is it?
Or you're trying to influence the children to be what you want them to be, what they want to be.
I've seen a parade, and I think it was in Canada or America, just by the landscape. It was definitely one in the UK. And there's this old man with white briefs, and I think he's wearing like a rainbow sashay around his neck or whatever. And he's just walking in this parade, and he's just twerking, and there's like kids in the parade, like, and he's literally just a man in the, like, 50-year-old man, bit heavy set, white pants on, and he goes to like one side of the crowd, twerks, goes to like the left side, twerks, back to the right, twerks. I'm like, why is that even? Can you imagine if anyone, I mean, just take away the fact it was a Pride March, can you imagine if anyone else walked down the street in white pants, just doing that to people? It's not.
Well, I think these days you wouldn't be able to do anything. You'd have to just accept that person is doing what they want to do. But it is, it's stupid. I know the school's curriculum's changing, that from the age of 9, they are going to start teaching, I don't know how you can teach it, but teaching children about all the genders and sexuality. And it's not just like talking about it, it's going to be showing them videos of everything, of the sex changes and whatever else.
It's not, no, because it influences your mind as a kid. I don't.
It's hard enough as a child as it is, just to figure out what you want to do as you leave school, and school's hard enough. I'm not going to accept it.
I just feel like, you know, and this is not me coming as a gay person, I just feel like, you know, the gay community have, you know, worked so hard to get accepted, and I feel like they get, like, you know, they're probably sad of words, but there's more of acceptance. Like, you know, either if I see two lads walking down the street holding hands, you just like,
you don't even think about it, really.
I'm not like, whoa, what are
they doing? Yeah, I remember when we was kids, it was frowned upon and it was still very taboo.
Yeah,
you know,
it just seems to be more thrown in your face, and I'm not saying from, it's more of the trans movement. It's a bit heavy,
it's forced. It's literally, you have to accept, you have to believe, you have to see in their way. They just can't accept, whatever, do what you want. We don't care, or we shouldn't have to care what.
Yeah, I feel like that's just the main problem. It's just, you can think that way, you can feel that way, and you can express that way, but it shouldn't mean that everyone else has to start calling other people by your terminology, I don't know if that's the right word, or your use of genders. So, you know, I'm calling someone them, they, instead of him, yeah, if that's not your belief. Because then it's like, if you're a religious person, what, why is more in society? Is religion more than... Do you get what I'm saying? So, if someone's religion doesn't allow that thought process to come into it, well then, what's the right way of... Obviously, ooh, we could be here. Do you get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, we could have a whole other episode, I think.
And I don't really like talking about this stuff, because...
It's hard to talk about a lot of it, because I bite my tongue with a lot of things.
And that's what I'm saying, because you can't really say what you want to say. You can say it, but it's just like... It's not so much we'll get cancelled or nothing like that. It's just heavy to talk about in terms of you don't want to say something in terms of this and that.
It
seems like if you attack one, you attack all the community. Like,
yeah,
you know, when it's not you, as we just said, for me, I just feel like the gay community's come on such a long way now.
Yeah,
and are being accepted and. You know, I'm not gay or whatever, but, you know...
Only on the weekends.
Yeah. But, you know, and then for this now to come up, and I feel like it's just...
It's getting to a breaking point.
It's like, when is the limit now? Because obviously you talked about them going into schools early and teaching them earlier.
Yeah.
It's like, there's a drag... Because I've seen one where a drag act is in a school, like... And this is in America kind of as well. Like, why is that necessary to have a live person in school to do it, even if you are doing the lesson? It's like, because you wouldn't have a live sex show.
Well, that's in probably terms of, next step.
In terms of this is how you reproduce.
Mm-hmm.
But you'd have someone that a male that dresses up as a female. But then a drag person isn't just part of the gay community. You don't have to be gay to be a drag.
A lot of them aren't, are they?
That's what I'm saying. So it's just like, it's when you really unravel it, that's what I'm saying. It's kind of heavy in terms of, because you could say the wrong thing, like we're on about, you know, the trans community here, but like, and we just touched that, a drag artist might not be gay.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that weird, where I've never known in my whole lifetime where it's just such a hot topic, but so not so much taboo. But
I think it's just because there's too many ways to be wrong with all these conversations.
I think, as you just said as well, you can't have there's not a debate. It's not a debate. Is anything worth saying?
Well, I've even seen people from the trans community arguing with themselves over different opinions.
All right.
Where one person was male, transitioned to female, and then transitioned back to male. And then there was another arguing with them, saying that you're wrong for doing that. And they're saying, look, well...
But then how can it be right up into the transition back then?
Yeah, they're trying to say that we want to be who we feel that we are. And now you're telling me that I'm wrong because I don't feel like a woman anymore. I want to be a man again. And it's just, they can't even agree amongst themselves. It's just ridiculous. I saw another one where she was a female, but I believe the pronouns were they, them. And someone, say it was in a coffee shop, they've gone, oh yeah, I just want to ask your pronouns because I feel like you're a they, them, but I just want to make sure first. And they were exactly right. And this woman was pissed off that they got it right and had asked all the right questions to start a conversation with them. And it's like, she's ready to argue with someone for not asking for pronouns.
For being correct.
Yeah, she's... Well, it's just...
It's just
initially just wanting to have the argument and put someone in the place because they're not asking the questions, they're just assuming gender and whatever. It's like, just be happy that this person has asked what you want them to ask and they've got it right.
Yeah.
Or just always on the edge wanting to argue. I mean, it's like fucking vegans, eh?
Yeah. I feel like, for me, like, everyone can be who they want to be, and obviously, and be who want to be, you know, whatever.
Yeah, each. But then it's,
yeah, exactly. But it, but just with this, it's as I keep saying, it's a bit heavy. It's a bit forced more than anything. I'm and that's the where and it like now, like when we're talking about it, it's just like
it's uncomfortable.
It's uncomfortable because it's, you know, there's people probably having this process, and it's not saying you're wrong for thinking if you know you feel like a girl or nothing like that.
Definitely not.
But
you know,
we wouldn't be doing ourselves justice as a podcast and like expressing our views when it's called real talk if it's to a certain point.
Yeah, if we bent over to the narrative of what they want us to do.
Yeah.
I'd love to have a guest and...
I don't know if you... Look, because you're... Yeah, go on, sorry. I can't agree with that.
Where I'm leaning to is it's just... It's going to be wrong to say it this way, but a normal transgender person, one that just has... Just transitions and just wants to be who they want to be and have this real conversation.
But who... Yeah, who's someone who you can...
Just have an actual conversation with, not one that wants to argue with me
and tell me their beliefs.
Yeah, and tell me that I'm wrong on everything. Just want to, because there's questions, we all have questions, you know, like how did you feel before you've done anything and that. There's questions that I'd like to ask and just get their views on it. And then if they are on the level to give their opinion on these extremists as well, I'd love to have them conversations with someone.
We do need guests on the show, don't we? It'd be great to get some guests on the show.
We do need to... anyone that's listening, I mean, not the American audience, really, because we're not in America, but any of the local people. So we're Birmingham-based, England-Birmingham, not Alabama. So anyone that's close to the Midlands or anything that would like to come on and just have a chat about anything, you know, it doesn't have to be anything serious, anything political or whatever. If you just want to come on and just have a, just ask questions, give any of your life experiences or whatever, if you've got a story that you want to tell, we'd absolutely love it. Hopefully it's when we've got the studio sorted out. If not, we'll just find a different room. I mean, if the weather's nice, we could always sit outside.
Yeah, there's always alternatives.
Yeah, we can find somewhere. I suppose, yeah, we've ended on a bit of a rant. I started off as a rant, to be fair. Yeah. Just because it is a bit frustrating.
It is frustrating, but obviously, we're not, you know, as I said, we're not against it or nothing like that. It's just what we're seeing. You know, for me, you know, and I said it wouldn't be us Rise a podcast not give our true feelings.
But it's not just our true feelings, though, is it? You know, there's a lot of people out there that want to say things, but they're scared.
I suppose, yeah.
You know, but
I suppose we haven't got that. What's the word? What I'm looking for? There's no fear because there's nothing to lose as such.
At the end of the day, we're still just average people.
It's just a little podcast. Yeah. In terms of, yeah.
You know, it's not going to overturn anything. We're not going to change the vast majorities of people's lives with our little opinions. But there's a lot of people out there that do feel the same.
And there's a lot of people out there that do listen.
Yeah. There is, good for you. Lean back onto that anyway, though, you know.
Segway. Yeah.
Smooth. So, any questions? We've not had any emails this week, unfortunately, but if there's anything you do want to email, it's realtalkingpod@gmail.com. Twitter, I've got to get more active on now. I'm struggling with time. I need to make more time. Twitter, Ash and JD, YouTube as well, Real Talking Pod on the YouTube, so you can see our faces. I think we should leave it there.
That was a long one.
Well, yeah, a little bit longer than normal.
About like an 18-minute rant.
Yeah.
Not rant. We shouldn't call it a
discussion.
Rant.
Discussion. I started off as going into a rant because it is annoying, but again, I'm not saying trans people are annoying. It's the forcing it onto the children. It's that narrative. That's what's getting annoying. But yeah, I hope you've enjoyed it. And if you have, leave a like. There are more people listening than subscribing and downloading. So if you can download, that's where our stats will get higher and it will get shared to more people with the downloads and the likes and everything. I know you hear other YouTubers and everything rattle on about it, but it does make a difference. It really does. So if you can log, share, you know, show it to your mums, your dads, your nans, your aunties, siblings, anyone that you think might be happy listening to us, really would appreciate it. So on that bombshell, see you next week then. Have a good one.